statue of Iron Felix was gone. The building behind it was the same, however. Once the stately home office of the Rossiya Insurance Company, it had later been known as the Lubyanka, with its basement full of cells and interrogation rooms. Most of those functions had been transferred to Lefortovo prison as the KGB bureaucracy had grown. Another car caught his eye. It was a twin to his own. Anatoly slowed and pulled behind a dump truck. There was yet another truck 100 meters beyond, driving slowly. Golovko stretched in his seat, barely able to see around the truck in front of his Benz. The distant dump truck. A man had been lying in the back. Now he rose, and he was holding Anatoly, Golovko said sharply, but his driver couldn't see around the truck to his immediate front. It was an RPG, a slender pipe with a bulbous end. The man came up to one knee and turned, aiming his weapon at the other white Benz, and just a thin puff of smoke from the rear of the launcher tube. But the bulbous part leapt off and streaked into the hood of the other Mercedes, and there it exploded. The sound roared across the square, and a wide, flat, jagged hole blew out of the trunk of the car, and that meant that anyone inside the vehicle would now be dead.